Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's starting already. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing and Messages from Beyond with your hosts, Sue Fields Delamonte. Lynn, is your last name Bleasdale? I pronounce names very bad.
No, that's it. You got it perfectly.
Okay, great. Lynn Bleasdale and, of course, Crazy DC Love. We're here this New Year's Eve with you, and we want to really help you to let go of any fears and emotions that you're holding on to, maybe some stuff that's holding you back, and really helping you to have the confidence that you need to go forward in 2019. And with us, you're going to see that the impossible is possible. So we're here. We're going to cover whatever it is that's on your mind, and you're in good company. Sue is a psychic intuitive. She's an empath. She's able to see, hear, and feel and communicate with spirits since she was very, very young. And we also have Lynn, who is a psychic intuitive. She works as a medium. She uses images, writing, sound, and light to bring messages through to loved ones. And I'm here, and I don't come alone. I'm with my in-spirit dog, Ginger, one of my not-so-divine guides, Joan Rivers, and every now and then, other divine beings will come in as well to help facilitate healing and whatever else is needed. So welcome to tonight's show. Ladies, we have the board is like a Christmas tree here, so if you guys are up for it, I'd like to go and I'd like to open up the phone lines.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're going to take the first call. Let's see, we have tons of them here. Hi, area code 570. You're live with Sue.
Hi, how are you ladies this evening?
Hi, you're here with Sue, Linda.
I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, hello, Linda. Do you have a question for us? Happy New Year's Eve.
Oh, happy New Year to you, too. Yeah, I'm just curious about something. I have a friend that I'm friends with for 20-some years, a male friend, and he trusts me probably the most out of everyone, but it seems like we need to break the ice, and neither one of us are doing it. And I'm just wondering if you see anything or how I can go about it or what we can do about this.
Okay. The first that I'm seeing, ladies, would you like to go first? If you guys have gotten anything, you can go first.
If you've got it, you go right ahead, DC.
I don't know if Lynn gets, do you get things really fast? Because you're welcome to go first if you'd like.
Oh, no, hon, go ahead. This is good. Give
okay,
me a chance
well,
to write
ladies, what
message.
I'm getting, okay, so I'm getting, you've got to let go of something from the past, Linda, is what I'm getting, and is there something from the past? Is there a bond between you guys? Because I keep hearing spirits say, let go of the past. And this is going
to
give you the key.
I'm able to do it, but I don't think he is. You know, it's it actually goes way past.
Okay.
I think it goes back to a previous lifetime.
Yes, I was going to say, yes, there are previous life connections here. But in this lifetime, you've got to be clear on what you're wanting. And I'm also getting you've got to allow love to come your way.
I have to.
Okay.
What?
You've got to allow love to come your way.
Oh,
you've got
okay.
to, you know, open up and allow love to come to you and to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Spirit is saying that you've got to, you know, really decide if this relationship is really what you're looking for.
Okay.
So I'm getting there might be a little bit of soul searching, Linda, to really, you know, get the answers that you're needing for this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's sort of like, I'm getting like a game of hide and seek. One person is on board, then the other one is sort of not. It goes back and
mm-hmm.
forth, you know, like he takes
right.
two steps forward, he takes one step back.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he
okay.
pursues you and then all of a sudden he runs and hides.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm getting, you know what, if you're just focused on him, you're going to see that you're missing out on others who are interested in you. And there are others who
okay.
really care about you as well. Okay,
okay.
So Don't, in other words, don't put all your eggs in one basket is what I'm getting, hon.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, your life can be filled with abundance, and Ginger's coming in and saying, yeah, Linda, it's raining men. Why are you so focused on this one guy? You're putting limits on your life, and she's saying, life isn't supposed to have limits. Life is going to be happy. Let it be happy.
Okay?
So it's the way you perceive it, and you've got to, you know, you've got to broaden your horizons in regard to men.
Okay.
And she's also saying, this is very, very wise from Ginger. You have to always keep your focus forward, never in the past. And it seems like she's saying that you've been focusing on the past, and that's where this relationship is staying.
Okay.
Okay? Because mm-hmm. you've been focusing on the past. We can never change the past, and thinking about it is really a waste of time.
Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You've got to spend some time now, because it is New Year's Eve, thinking about the future that you're going to create. Okay? And that's going to be the time that's going to be well spent. And that's what I have in regard to your question. And I'm going to turn
you
over to Sue and to Lynn. And whoever wants to continue on, it'd be great.
Thank you.
How are you doing,
You're
Sue?
Welcome,
are you
Linda.
Ready?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How are you this evening?
Oh, hi, Linda. Sorry, this is Lynn. I was just asking Sue how she was doing, if she was ready to go or
I'm ready, or you can go. Either one, hon. Doesn't matter.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Linda. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I started writing down for you as soon as you started talking, and what I have is a relationship with him truly what you want? You're going to have to be very true to yourself and very courageous and dig deep in making that decision. And another decision that you're going to have to make is if this relationship should not work out, are you ready to lose a wonderful friendship?
Okay.
I think right now the angels are telling you that you really need to do some soul searching. You really need to dig deep and ask yourself the very, very difficult questions. Or like DC was saying, there's so many people out there that are interested. You need to open yourself up for the love and the relationships to come in.
Okay.
And it's a brand new year, so why not run with it?
Okay.
Okay. But that's what I hear for you, and I hope it helps a little bit.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Sue, and Happy New Year to you, and God's blessings with you all year.
Thank you, sweetie. You too. And I'll turn you over to Lynn.
Thank you.
Oh. Hi, Linda. I have
Hi,
to ask...
Lynn.
Hi. Happy New Year, Linda.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have to ask you, have you got a Greg on the other side?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a loved one or a friend named Greg on the other side?
I do not. I knew a Greg. I don't think he's on the other side, though.
Okay. Well, the name Greg comes in. So I would just keep that on your back burner. Sometimes these things make more sense later. If you have a chance to talk to people, see if there's a Greg on the other side. When I was writing, I use automatic writing for the messages, and this came in the strangest block letters, very much like a cartoonist would do captions. I usually get script, some kind of writing. When DC's brother-in-law, Robert, comes through, I get a backslanted writing. But this is like the tidiest little block letters like a cartoonist would do. So I don't know who this is coming through for you, but I get the name Greg, and I get an artistic energy. So for your messages, there's a whole bunch of stuff here. Sleepless in Seattle. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but a scene comes in. Okay, she's talking to her brother about what it is to be in love, and he says to her, what people think is love a lot of the time, it's just their neuroses are a perfect match for one another.
Mm-hmm.
The message then comes in, my dear Linda, your baggage is already unpacked. You've already dealt with it so much. And he has what I pick up as a finely calibrated mess going on emotionally.
A calibrated mess, is that what you said?
A finely calibrated mess is how this comes in. I just write it down as it comes in, my darling. To help this guy, if you were, say, someone who wanted to, like, devote your time to fixing him, it would be like diffusing a bomb. You'd have to be so very careful and not cut the wrong wire. The thing is, it's really a good idea not to get involved with people who have more emotional problems than you do. And right now I'm picking up this guy is just too much of a mess to be trying to be romantically involved. But do try to keep a friendship going, because if you don't try to fix him, he might just self-correct over time as he trusts your energy. Right now, he don't trust nobody. And, boy, I really wouldn't mess with it, because he's got to – it's an inside job for him. With your help as a friend, you see what I mean? But, I certainly wouldn't – I wouldn't hook up with him romantically unless you really, really like drama and soap opera living.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Friendship is a blessing for him. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all got pretty much the same call for you. But,
that's good. I'm glad. I was just because, like I said, I needed to start off the year with some clarity. And I just ran into him the other night, and it's just mind-boggling, and so you gave me the clarity, and I really greatly appreciate that.
All right. Okay, I suspect this energy that's bringing the messages through for you might have been an engineer when he or she were on Earth, because the way it's coming through is very, very left-brained. So think about who
I'm left-handed, so...
Yeah, no left brain.
I don't know who Greg is. There was nobody even in the family with Greg, but I will keep it in mind, and you never know, you know?
You know, it could be a spirit guide, hon, just one of your guides popping up. But Greg would be a guy.
Yeah, okay.
Very distinctive in their writing and the way they deliver the message. And that's what I've got for you, then.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, and you ladies have a wonderful, wonderful new year, and I'm so glad to be able to get on your show, and I'm sure there's a lot of people waiting, you know, to listen to, so God bless. Thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful, wonderful new year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Linda.
You as well. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Beautiful. We have quite a bit of callers here. Let's see. Okay. My board is acting a little crazy. Hello, 561. You're live with Healing and Messages from Beyond with Sue, Lynn, and DC. Can we have your name, please? Okay, we dropped a caller. I don't know why. We'll try another one, ladies.
All right.
Hello, what happened? We don't bite. Okay, we'll try another one. Area code 805. You're live with Healing and Messages from Beyond. We have Sue, Lynn, and DC. Can we have your name, please?
DC, I don't think you're picking them up here. 805. Is that what you're trying to pick up?
805, area code 805. You know what? There's something wrong, I believe, with Blog Talk. Because I have the microphone is open.
I've got 805 live.
I don't know. Yes. Okay.
You should be good
to
go.
It's not working. Okay.
Should
I try another number?
No. Can 805 hear us?
Yes, 805. Yes, I can hear you guys.
Oh,
there she is. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Can we have your name?
DC, this is Abby.
Oh, hello, Abby. How are you? Happy New Year, hon.
Hi. Happy New Year to you guys.
It's great to connect with you. Do you have a question for us?
Hmm. Well, you know, nothing in particular. You just know there's so many, it's just amazing to me. There's so many things changing in my life right now. My health has been a little out of whack. I recently just got off of birth control. I'm getting rid of synthetic hormones in my body. I've recently been changing my diet. I've been changing a new career path. There's just so many things going on, and they're all wonderful things, some overwhelming, some things that make me want to burst into tears, some things that make me want to jump up and down. I just want to know if Spirit has any guidance for any one of those things for me, if there's anything I should be doing more of or change or step more into.
Okay, well, the first thing, Abby, is I'm getting there's a lot of strong energy around you, and this is energy that you could use for the opportunities that are coming your way. And if you tap into this beautiful energy, you're going to be able to create the life that you're, you know, dreaming of. You've got to stay grounded. You're very creative, but you've got to stay grounded. I feel like at times you're not grounded, okay?
No, not at all.
And what I'm seeing, I just see that this beautiful, beautiful fire is burning within. And you are filled with passion. And you're just waiting to do all of these things that you want to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now's the time. You know, tomorrow's, 2019. Take the first step. And you're going to see that this energy is really going to, burn a path for you to these possibilities.
Awesome.
And as well, if you're interested in relationships, it's going to help in that area too. Maybe you're wanting to learn something new. Whatever you choose, use this energy for, it's going to be amazing. But I'm getting that you need a little help to step out of your comfort zone.
Okay?
So you do have to, you have to step forward. Okay? And I'm also getting, at times you're afraid to speak your truth on. Okay?
Okay.
Have you been having, any kind of throat issues at all?
Throat issues, no. It's been more of my hormones. I've gotten sick at least 3 or 4 times in the last 2 months. It's nuts. Not fun.
But for some reason, I don't know, Spirit is still showing me the throat area, hon.
Okay.
And you could just, sing, or if you're outside, walking with the dogs, just, sing a song, laugh, whatever it is, and it's really going to help improve this area because your throat chakra is a little bit out of alignment, okay?
Okay.
And as well, I'm getting, you've got to stay in the moment. You've got to pay attention, to try to maintain, a balance, and I'm getting the word moderation, okay?
Okay.
So are you overdoing things maybe? Because I am getting, moderation.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, so with the throat and everything, too, I'm still getting that area. Mm-hmm. Spirit keeps going back to that area. I'm getting that you're repressing your emotions.
Oh, that's
okay, so
wrong.
any kind of physical, pains, twinges or whatever, you've got to, realize that there is a mind-body connection. So, one affects the other. And, honey, I'm getting you need to express your emotions in a healthy way. Okay? Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay,
because
that's what Spirit is showing me. And you've got to make sure that you maintain, a really positive attitude. Okay?
Okay.
You've got to let go of the past, hon. You're still holding on to the past. You've got to focus on the present and the future.
Yeah.
I know, honey, but the past is gone, and it doesn't serve like Ginger told, the other person that called in. There's nothing there if you hold on to the past. You've got to keep, looking forward.
Right.
Okay. And I'm getting you push yourself a little bit too much, honey. You've got to slow down a little bit. And, Abby, I'm getting seriously, I'm asking you, to really not, laugh or anything. Take it seriously, or you could actually end up hurting yourself, okay?
Oh, no, but that's why I am, because I already know it. I'm laughing, but I'm not.
Okay,
because
I'm getting...
I know. No, I do all the time.
Yeah, Ginger's saying, oh, my gosh, Mom, she's so damn accident-prone. Girlfriend, she's saying, calm down, you know, just take a chill pill. Think positive, and she's going to see, she's saying, you're going to see how different it, you know, makes you feel. She said, you're amazing.
Okay.
All good things are coming your way, but you've got to slow down. Let go of the anxiety. Let go of the fear. Tell your body
okay.
how much you love your body, you know, and just put your hands over your heart and tell yourself that you love you and let go of the fear. Don't fear the worst, honey. Okay?
Okay.
Because it's going to bring about health issues that you don't need. Okay?
Right. Right.
And you know what? There's much more to life than what's going on with you guys right now. And miracles happen every day. And you know that.
Yes.
You connect with those
yes.
powers. You connect with the universe, your ancestors, the angels. You do all that. Okay?
Yes.
So keep doing that and keep believing is what I'm getting.
Okay?
Okay. And
okay.
You're moving forward emotionally, I'm getting, as well as, you know, physically. You are moving forward, okay? And you're
wonderful.
Going to see how the fear is going to lessen and you're going to feel better. But you've got to, you know, you've got to speak your heart as well. Speak, you know, whatever your heart is trying to say. You've got to let that out as well, hon, okay? That's what I have
okay.
for you, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies now. And thank you so much for calling in, hon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, Abby. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I've got a little bit for you here. I'm picking
okay.
up that you're a very positive, loving energy person and
mm-hmm.
on the road to success. But along with what DC was saying, you need to do more for yourself.
Okay.
You need to take some time for solitude and be completely alone.
Okay.
And do some meditation while you have your
okay.
alone. I'm picking up that you need to spend more time outdoors.
Okay, I can agree with that.
And really absorb the energy from nature. I mean,
okay.
literally hug a tree.
Aww.
Go barefoot in the grass. Appreciate
yes.
the shape of every leaf that you come in contact with. Just really soak in everything that nature has to offer.
Yes.
But taking time just for you is extremely important. And
okay.
I have absolutely no idea what this means. I tried looking it up in my animal book, but I can't find
yes.
it. I keep seeing schools of fish swimming.
Huh.
So I don't know if that means, like, I'm not picking up if it's like fish in a tank that are just swimming in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need to get out and spend time with yourself so that you're no longer following the circle.
Well, I'll meditate on it a little bit and see how it resonates with me, because it could mean a multitude of things.
Absolutely.
I'm already thinking of things it could mean. Yeah.
And I always tell my spirit guide, I don't understand these messages, so send them through loud and clear. And this one is not coming through loud and clear, but I can see I'm seeing schools of fish. And
uh-huh.
also the color yellow is coming through
Ooh.
Strong for you.
Okay.
So that can be associated with the outside and the sunshine, or could just resonate as a color for your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And pay more attention to your dreams.
Okay.
You're getting a lot of messages and a lot of answers in your dreams, but you're not
okay.
paying attention to them and you're not remembering them
okay.
when you wake up. So before you go to sleep at night, ask God, spirit, universe, whoever you talk to,
mm-hmm.
to make the messages come through clearer and help you to remember them when you wake up. And if you
okay.
even have to have a pad of paper and a pencil on your nightstand, and as soon as you wake up from a dream or anything, jot it down. And then
okay.
if you back to sleep, that's fine too, because you can look the next day and see what it is that you wrote down.
Okay.
But really start focusing more on your dreams and your solitude, your time for you. And the meditation
okay.
is going to help, because you really are on a path to success.
Oh, wonderful.
Spiritually, physically, health-wise, emotionally, everything is going to, you're taking baby steps now. And you need to take bigger strides, but you will get there. Just
okay.
concentrate on you. You are
okay.
the most important being in your universe.
Awesome.
It's just like that old saying, you can't pour from an empty pitcher.
Yes, yes.
So you
yes,
have
yes,
to
yes.
make sure your pitcher is full before you're giving to others.
Right. Well,
and
because, that, I mean, imagine if you're trying to give love to others and you don't feel love to yourself. What kind of energy is that? That just doesn't work. They're not going to feel any kind of love. Got to love yourself. So that makes complete sense.
But that's what I have for you, sweetie. I hope it helps.
Yes, thank you so, so much.
You're very welcome, and I'm going to pass you over to Lynn.
Okay. I have looked that up for you, Sue, the spiritual meaning of the school of fish. It can also represent a need to belong to a larger group, of the safety and comfort in heading in the same direction as many other like-minded people. Or it may be a fear of losing one's identity and simply becoming one of many in a sea of sameness. It can encourage us to break out and pursue our own dreams and goals, regardless of what others say or may try to coerce us to conform. So that's what I think may have had some meaning for you there.
Yeah.
And what good stuff. It's funny, we get these totems coming in and you never know. I think Jan's got the best book. She just looks them up and reads it to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so what I have for you is a lot of health stuff here. And the first thing was I got a huge stress feeling when I tapped in for you. And it feels like you're in overdrive is how I'm putting
it.
You're
that's
on
how it's felt
running.
Lately.
Yeah, almost like those cartoon characters and they're running and the bongos are blah, 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 and the guy's just running in place. And it's really hard on your breathing. Remembering the rule of 3-3-3, you can go for 3 weeks without food, 3 days without water, but you can only go 3 minutes without oxygen. And note when you get an anxiety reaction to things. And anxiety isn't always to a bad thing. It is often to good things happening, but we're still having a stress reaction. And when that happens, the breathing becomes shallow, and that leads to a chain reaction within the body. And you're going to start producing adrenaline and cortisol and all that icky stuff you don't need right then, but you're having
right.
that fight or flight. So the thing to do when that begins to happen, learn when it's happening. Learn to feel your body when that shallow breathing begins. Immediately
okay.
do, yeah, and immediately turn your attention to your breathing. Do at least 6 meditative breaths. And by that I mean count in for 6 and count out for about 12, whatever is comfortable for you. But catch yourself, slow your metabolism down because that's that overdrive, right?
Yes.
If you're worried about hormonal, I check into Ayurvedic medicine, how they would treat hormonal imbalances, and also look at herbs that can be used. There's a lot of things like black cohosh that work for especially women's hormonal systems. So do a little bit of research on specifically hormone-balancing herbs and look into the Ayurvedic medicine advice on that, too. I wrote it down. You're open like a grape in your experiences with people, which is beautiful. And I think you might be...
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, but the one thing is you need to learn energetic boundaries. Because you may not know sometimes whose energy you're carrying, right?
Right.
Again, it can be really wonderful stuff, but you're carrying it with you and not shedding it at the end of the day. which means you've got, it's like having a big mess in your room. So it's like a big mess in your sacred space. And yeah, you just got to learn which energies are yours, which are belonging to others, and which need to be put aside at the end of the day. And if you're an empath, and I think you might be, you need to clear maybe a few times a day, several times a day. Just do it. And it takes 5 minutes, but just clear and learn about energetic boundaries, because you're letting in everybody's energy, and it's great, but you can't have a party all the time, you know, in your head. So,
well, it just kind of sounds like I need to clear out my spiritual closet.
Yeah, just it's your space a little bit that you're making, and it's great. You know, you've got great energy around you and great things happening, but just make sure you clear your own sacred space so you can think straight, have, you know what I mean? And what
yes.
The image that came in was like, you know, those old-fashioned stage coaches where there's like six horses driving it. What you're doing is learning to handle the reins. You're learning to handle that team that's driving,
yes.
That's running in overdrive. Just gentle them down, pull them down to a trot. You know, it's exciting to gallop, but do slow down and watch the way, you know, you'll feel better once that breathing gets under control. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, lovely. But you're doing great. It's going to be a great year for you.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's what I've got for you, Abby, and I hope you have a lovely...
Oh, all of you guys, thank you so much. This was wonderful. It was just what I needed. So.
Oh, bless you.
Have a great New Year, Abby, and thank you for calling in.
Yes, you too, guys. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year. That was beautiful. Okay, we still have callers here. My goodness. Let's see if the board will come, if it's going. Okay, we just dropped a couple callers. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Area code 614. You're live with Healing and Messages from Beyond. Can we have your name, please?
Oh, hello, is that me?
Yes.
Yes, can we have your name?
Oh, wow. Hi, I'm Jessica here. Hi, DC. Hi, Lynn and Sue.
Hello, Jessica. How are you? Thank you. Happy New Year. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, no. I'm just, it's actually a new year now in Australia, so I thought to call in and see what's the message for my new year.
Awesome. Couldn't be a better time, Jessica. Okay, so the first thing that I'm getting with you is I'm feeling your heart center, and there's a little bit of, like, blockages, you know, in the heart center. Have you been hurt maybe in the past? There might be, like, a little bit of lingering pain, some grief. Okay?
Yeah, some in the past.
Okay, because I do feel like there's areas of your heart that they feel like a little bit heavy, okay? And we don't want to hold on to that, you know, to that kind of energy. Any kind of unhappiness not only stays within the heart, but it permeates into our life, into our physical life. So you're calling in, and this is the time that we want to get rid of that old energy, the stuck stuff, and we really want to be able to move on, okay? So what Spirit is asking you to do is, you know, when you think of a past relationship, vent, let it out, release. And you could write it out and you could rip it up, you could burn it. And let this energy finally be gone, okay? And make sure that you are loving you. So Archangel Raphael, he's our healing angel. He's with you now to help bring healing to your beautiful heart. And to really bring the clarity in that you are needing. And you're asked to love yourself, to approve of yourself. When you get up in the morning and you see yourself first thing in the mirror, tell yourself, you know, I love you, and really mean it. And you're going to see that your heart is going to feel so much better. Okay? Allow that beautiful energy of love to really flow through every aspect of your life. Okay? And the angels are asking that you also put yourself first, hon. It's really, really important that you put yourself first, okay? Okay, thank you. You've
got
to remember, you are this unique, beautiful being, and there's only one of you, okay? And, you know, the world really needs you, so you've got to, you know, you've got to take care of your needs. And, you know, your beautiful, unique fingerprint, your talents, your brilliance, all of it is needed right now, okay? So the angels are saying we're with you. We're going to help you with the choices that you have to make. We're going to help you with, you know, with your beautiful heart to clear those areas, okay? And I'm also getting with you, let me see, they're going in a different direction now for some reason. They're showing me something else here. Okay. So the next thing that I'm getting, is there a man that is on your mind? Is there a special someone that is either in your life or you're thinking of?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because I see this beautiful man, and he's holding your heart. Does he? I feel like he's the one that's holding your heart. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm also getting, I don't know if it's now or if it's in the past. Is this relationship confusing you, or are you having issues that you're thinking about from the past? Because I feel like there's confusion around the relationship.
Yeah, this is the past. When I thought I, you know, already released and let it go, but when you're talking about a heart, and then I just saw that face coming up, so that was a past relationship. And then, maybe you had to work on that more.
Okay. Is there a special someone that is in your life right now that you're not sure if the relationship is right for you? Because I'm
married.
I'm
so
feeling
my
like
husband, you're talking about.
Okay. Are you guys having some issues, hon? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm a bit confused. Everything is just so perfect. It's only one thing that we, we don't.
Okay.
Our sex life is not that, amazing. Like I thought it would. So,
okay.
The only thing. Everything is perfectly. I'm just so blessed. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I'm just saying, like I said, you've got to let go of, like, the past relationship first, because that relationship is sort of almost like the energy is, like, mingling with, you know, your present relationship with your husband. That has to be released, okay? I am getting, you know, with tomorrow for us, and, you, of course, it's the new year, like, where you are now, this is going to be a new beginning for you in regard to relationships, and you're going to see how things are going to start to change, okay? So there's new energy coming in as, you know, you and I are connecting. So please know that, okay? And I'm also getting, you know, love and finances, they go hand in hand. They're, you know, when you're talking about one, you end up talking about the other. And I'm getting, you know, have you had issues as well with finances?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm starting to see money's, like, flowing in. And you're going to have some more freedom, like, in the area in regard to money. So things are going to get better, like, all around for you, hon. Okay? And the other thing I want to ask, is there a family member on the other side, a little child possibly? I see a little one, and this little one has been, like, sitting around by your feet playing. And I'm getting, they're showing me, like, they're saying the family tree. So I feel that it is a relative.
Yes. She's my sibling. My mom had an abortion.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I'm getting,
Is that the one?
Yes, yes. And she is with you, hon. And I don't know if you feel her presence, but she has been around you, and she just tries to bring you joy is what she's showing me.
Okay.
And I saw, like I said, like the family tree and this little child playing, and this is the child that I see. And that's all I'm getting for you. So I'm going to turn you over to Sue and Lynn, and I thank you for calling in. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Thanks so much, DC.
Oh, you're so welcome.
To you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jessica. This is Sue. How are you tonight, hon?
I'm great, thanks, Sue. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, hon. You also. What I'm getting for you, this is the year to celebrate you. You always are so loving and compassionate and giving to others before you give to yourself. And this is the time to turn that compassion and love and caring onto yourself. So you need to stop and take time and breathe and just enjoy you. I'm also picking up that you have a special talent or knowledge that you should be sharing with other people. Do you have like a skill or a craft or something that you really enjoy doing, but you only do it as a hobby?
I'm still fighting that. I know I've got a special power that I need to you know, give out to the world to serve, be of service. But I'm still fighting out what it is.
Yeah, because I wrote down creativity on hold. So there's something that you really want to be doing, and you're holding yourself back.
Okay.
And it's time to stop holding yourself back. It's time to spread your wings and do it.
I've been told about creativity, and I'm very creative and all that. And I'm like, what is it? You know, I never thought I'm the creativity, you know, I'm the creative one, but you know, I've been doing a lot of writing as well. But whatever I do, like gardening, dancing and all that, whatever I do, I only do it for a short period, and I feel like, oh, you know, okay, now I want something else. So I'm still finding that thing, you know, that fire of the passion that always have joy when I'm doing it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, really, take down the boundaries. Take down the fear and the what ifs and move forward with it. Maybe it is your writing. Maybe you're going to start writing short stories for something or somebody or a how-to guide, something out there, but it's your creative talent you've buried, and they're on hold, and right now is the time that you really need to start moving forward with that. If you start taking the steps forward, it's just going to keep coming more and more and more. But you have to turn your love and compassion inward and really appreciate who you are and everything that you do for everybody. And you're just... like I said, spread your wings and soar. It's your time. This is your time. So put away all the doubts and the fears and jump in. Jump in the pool.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I will. Yes, it's my time now, and I will do that step, the one step at a time, and I will fly.
Very good. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope it helps.
Thank you. It's very helpful. Thanks so much, Lynn.
Thank you. And I will pass you over to Lynn.
Okay.
Oh, thanks,
hi,
Jake.
Jessica. All right.
Hi, Lynn.
Yeah. Hi there. This isn't a really big leap considering you're in Australia, but I got such an image of the sea, the water, and I can smell the sea air. Are you inland or are you near the sea?
I'm about to go to take my dog to the beach.
Okay. The dolphin totem came in for you. And what I found out is the dolphin spirit animal represents harmony and balance. Dolphins are both highly intelligent and closely in tune with their instincts, striking a balance between the two states. Dolphins are also a symbol of protection and of resurrection. Their playful nature is a reminder that everyone needs to approach life with humor and joy. People who identify with the dolphin totem are usually peaceful and gentle, but with a deep inner strength. So some of the dolphin symbolism is peace and harmony, protection, playfulness and joy, resurrection, inner strength, and cooperation. Now, an energy calls, I guess, herself Adele, comes through with an image from the movie The Little Mermaid, talking about a relationship from the past where you forfeited your voice for love. Would that apply to you?
Yeah, I got a strong connection with, the water and the water being.
Right.
Do you remember
the story of Little Mermaid? She forfeited her voice, gave up her beautiful voice to have the dude, right? Which probably wasn't a good trade. So just that, I think maybe that's a little bit a little fear maybe for the new relationship. But it feels like you're going to have a pretty good year ahead romantically.
Oh, beautiful, because I always think, we have a very close relationship, means we open and we love and care. I would never wish for anything more. It's just that the romance side, like I said, our sex life is not that electric like you've seen in the movie. What would it take to...
Well, I suspect you're getting actions more than words, really, which is a great way. It really is better in the long run when somebody shows how they love you by doing things and helping and working with you. But a good partnership, sometimes words aren't necessary. You may get them on Valentine's Day and say, that's nice, thank you. But you'll feel it all the time. It's a flow, right? So, but they just don't worry about the past stuff that happened, because I think the resurrection, I think, is a nice symbol for you of the dolphin. It's like you're starting fresh. Well, you're already in the new year, aren't you? So,
it's new year
today.
Well, this
is a beautiful fresh start then, right? And it's lovely. And I think if you don't know immediately who Adele is, just, I guess, again, it's a spirit guide coming through just to bring that image of the voice, losing your voice for love. So I think you're going to be okay. You just be stronger than you were last time, and it all should be well. And I think you're more awake this time, too, in this. Your eyes are more wide open.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so that's lovely. So enjoy. I would enjoy it. Joy and peace and harmony as the dolphin gives you.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks so much, Lynn. And happy new year to you. And I can't wait.
That's lovely. Yeah, no, I'd enjoy the heck out of it. About time, you know.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. And have a wonderful new year.
Hang on, Jessica. I have one more message I forgot to give you.
You are
creative, okay? You just have not found your medium yet. So go find it, and you'll be working. You'll be your inner artist will come out, okay?
Medium, okay.
Yeah, medium as the thing you work with. Could be a double entendre joke coming from the other side, your medium and your medium. But just find out what you love to work with, maybe paint, maybe stained glass, maybe you're a musician, but find that thing you do. You might be a gardener. Something about the sea beckons you.
The sea, the water.
Yeah. Think about maybe looking at the sea glass and making jewelry with it or something like that.
Lately, I have the image, like when I meditate, I see a lot of ocean and stuff, like something calling. So I say, oh, I need to go have a swim or something. So that's why I can't wait.
It's all over your reading. I actually drew a seascape as I was writing for you. So, something about the sea is calling you. Yeah,
mermaid.
Okay,
cool.
Alrighty then.
Cool. Thank you so much, Lenny.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. See ya.
Okay, beautiful. Let's see. We still have... This board is a little funky. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to hit another button here. Area code 504. You're live with Sue Lynn in D.C. Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you, hon?
I'm doing good. I'm just wanted to get, like, maybe a reading based on New Year and anything new that you see coming my way, because I want a new job, and a home, blah, blah, you know, all that good stuff. But maybe
okay,
you could see
great.
Something
yeah.
for me.
Okay, that sounds awesome. The first thing, though, I want to ask, I feel a lot of anxiety around you. Is there something going on maybe with someone that's a friend or a family member? Because I feel like you're worrying.
Yeah. They have anxiety, my boyfriend and my mother. And so it's hard to be, I'm empathic, it's hard to be around them sometimes.
Are you able to, like, just to sit and to talk with them and to try to, you know, talk about what's, like, bothering them? You know, in an open line of communication?
Yeah, I do. They don't seem to think that they have a problem.
Okay.
They think I'm the one with the problem.
Okay. Okay, so what's going on in regard to relationships? Because I feel like I'm seeing the sea, and the sea looks like it's a little bit turbulent right now. It doesn't feel as calm as it should be in regard to relationships.
Yes. So that is, he has a lot of anxiety. You have it correct. And he's unhappy. He doesn't like his job, but he doesn't try to change anything. So I'm, you know, trying not to learn people's lessons for them, but protect myself in the meantime.
Okay. And are you, as well, having some issues at work?
I'm having issues at work.
Yeah. Yes. I'm just feeling like there's something going on, like, work-wise with you.
Yes, I have a very toxic boss. So it's funny because I've been the kind of person that would just kind of put up with around me, and lately I've been like kind of putting my foot down and not putting up with it. So, but it's
right.
still
and
there.
Okay, well, there's a lesson there, and it's going to help you to see things from a different perspective. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But I do get that there are like. There are serious problems there within that workplace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I know that you can't ignore the problems. They're not just going to go away.
Right.
But it's helping to see what is best for you, per se, you know?
Yeah.
And you have clear thinking with this. So you've got to really decide now, you know, should I stay or should I go? And as you said, you're looking for a new job is what
yes.
I believe you said, you know, when we first connected.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, definitely. But I don't just want to go and get any other job and get myself back into the same situation.
Right. You've got to, you know, when you are working and, you know, in this atmosphere, you've got to be seen as a person that works well with others. Okay? Is what I'm being shown. Okay?
Okay.
And just know that even though you are working with someone, whatever you're doing is not going to be overlooked. Okay?
Okay. Would you
getting
think
there
may she
be a
may
woman
leave?
That,
yeah, it's
well,
a she.
I'm just getting a woman that has maybe like lighter hair. Is she
yep.
the one causing like problems for you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So she's very indecisive, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But what I'm getting is like, you know, don't let her, you know, like force you to make decisions. Okay, and I'm getting delays around getting a new job is what I'm being shown. Okay, so I'm hearing delays.
Yes.
But don't put your eggs, like, all in one basket is what I'm hearing as well, okay? Okay. Okay. Are you feeling some kind of an attraction to someone at work?
There was a guy that I went to college with that actually just showed up at work as a customer, and I had a little attraction, but he's married, so not really.
Okay. Yeah, because I just felt like there was an attraction. I'm just asking. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm getting like something is coming your way in regard to work. Okay. It's going to be where it's a lot less stressful.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay, and wherever you are, though, I'm getting you've got to watch that you don't get involved in, like, workplace, like, sort of, like, you know, gossiping things. You know, don't get involved in when you, you know, hear it going on. Just try to walk away. Okay?
Okay.
You're going to find something, though, and it's going to be better than what you were looking for.
Okay?
Okay. And you are valued for what you do. Just keep on doing what you're doing is what I'm getting. But as I'm talking to you, I have to ask because I'm seeing like a little child. I don't know if it's a baby, little child. And then I'm getting, I left before my time. My life, you know, was cut short. I left before my time. I'm getting maybe the month of December. Does this mean anything to you?
Mm-mm, no.
So there's a baby or a young child, and I'm getting the month of December. I left before my time. Okay, and there may have been like a fire is what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay. I don't
so
connect to that at
this
all.
This baby or small child has been saying that, you know, you've been going through a lot lately, you know, some hard times is what this child is saying. So that's all I have. They're not giving me any more. So I'm going to turn you over now to the other two ladies. I hope that I've given you a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay.
This
Sue
is Sue.
Hi.
Are you having issues with your stomach right now?
Yes.
Okay, because I picked that up real, real strong. Are you eating a healthy diet, or are you one of those grab-and-go kind of people?
Grab and go, you know, because I was working so hard. Yes. Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Try to incorporate a more healthy lifestyle with your diet.
Okay.
What I started doing that helped me out a lot is doing food prepping.
Okay.
So I would take one day that I was off. I usually did it on a Saturday or a Sunday. And would cook several different kinds of meats and have sides ready. So I can just grab that and heat that up as I go instead of worrying about what to cook.
Okay.
But incorporate that and more water. You need to drink more water.
Okay. I just incorporated that.
Okay. Okay, that's good. You need to take more of a leadership role in your own life. You don't speak up for yourself enough.
Okay.
You need to be more open and honest with your feelings.
Okay.
And what's going on around you. So if something positive is coming into your life, acknowledge it and let that person know. Thank that person for bringing in whatever it is. And if somebody is surrounding you with their toxic negative energy, let them know and put a stop to it.
Okay.
You're a little bit too closed off and you have to open up a little bit more.
Okay.
And Archangel Azrael is coming in to say that she is there when you need comfort.
Okay.
So on the times that you're feeling extremely down and extremely stressed, call on Azrael.
Okay.
And she will be there to help you. And do you take enough time? It's another one. Do you take enough time for yourself to do things that you enjoy?
No. Definitely not.
Start doing it.
Okay.
This is, you are another one. This is a year of you.
Okay.
And it's not being selfish. It's self-care.
well, that lady, the blonde, that's, she's my manager, which makes it a little difficult. She will schedule me not 2 days in a row. This week I finally got 2 days in a row after probably like a month or so. And, you know, the first day you have to recover and then you can actually come back to life. But she's the really toxic one. And I mean, you know, all my relationships have a bit of anxiety, but that's why, you know, I'm looking, and I don't know why I haven't moved, because, I mean, you know, I've sent out like 2 resumes and I didn't know if maybe God was keeping me there. Maybe she would leave and it would be transformed. I don't know. You know, I was just like, well, what's happening? Because usually I can get a job and I haven't been able to right now.
You could have more lessons to possibly learn from this individual.
Oh, geez.
Do you use any type of self-protection before you go into work?
Yeah, I'll put like sometimes, I mean, I do different stuff. I use oils. I wear stones. I do muscle points, just different things. Sometimes I'm worn down and I've forgotten and gotten zaps, but mirrors.
Okay.
She's pretty strong, and I believe she goes to somebody that's stronger, you know, that knows what she's doing.
Try every morning.
Jealous woman.
Before you go into work, to surround yourself. You know how in Wizard of Oz, Glinda the Good Witch comes down in the bubble?
Yeah.
Surround yourself with that bubble of white light.
Okay.
And just say whatever resonates with you. My thing is no negative energy is allowed in this space. Only positive energy, love, and light are allowed.
Okay.
And continue to work with the mirrors facing outward. Have you, I know this sounds really weird, have you ever had a one-on-one conversation with her?
Yes.
And it's not helped at all?
No. I've never met somebody so jealous in my entire life. Like, somebody could hand me a compliment, a pencil, like, a favor, say your hair looks nice. I mean, but it, and it's not just me, but my other teammates as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, it's, there's a guy and a girl that I work with, so they get it. I think I get it the worst because I've been there like over 2 years now. Most people don't last this long.
Well, work on your energy. Kill her with kindness, as hard as it will be. You go into work and you just smile, your beautiful smile, and you say, good morning, Betty. I hope you have a wonderful day today. And go on about your day. Put the positive energy out there to her before she has a chance to hit you with the negative energy.
Okay.
And stop and think about what you are learning from this experience. I mean, even if you have to write down how it's made you a better person, what you've learned from this experience. When you've learned your lesson, that is when you will be able to move on to another position.
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I have for you, Debbie. I hope
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so.
Over to Lynn.
Okay. Hi, Debbie. Yeah.
Hi.
What a, it's a shame about the, that you should have this lovely new job and you're dealing with problems.
Right.
Keep looking. Okay. Do keep looking. Set your intention. Let, just put it out there what exactly you want and be very detailed as you can be about what you're looking for, what you'd like to happen, and trust. Trust in big letters comes through because it may not happen in our time frame. It happens in what we call divine timing, but it will happen for your best and highest outcome. Excuse me. DC and Sue really covered the energetic boundary thing. You do let in too much energy, and I can't blame you. I got a little bit of comedy here come in about your family. Is it your mother or your mother-in-law?
mother.
Mother and your husband are kind of being, okay, so the question comes up, what kind of wine are we serving today? And I'm talking W-H-I-N-E.
True.
Yeah, and what comes through, what you're putting up with comes through from Shakespeare as slings and arrows, okay? It's all the stuff that's coming at you, I think, is exhausting the heck out of you. Excuse
mm-hmm.
me. If,
it does.
Yeah, have you got anywhere in your household that you can get away on your own? A room that could be yours? Good.
Yes.
Because when they are behaving like that, they are earning your absence, and all you can do is train them to stop it by removing yourself from their company. And you tell them why. You can speak your truth quietly and clearly, but speak your truth. Because, and I think you may have to sound like a broken record. You may have to tell them over and over, but rethink about training puppies. I mean, you got to do that over and over. So, you know, it's a training procedure you're going to have to do with them, and it's very, it will work if you do. You got to put your foot down. I think Sue said that too. That came in for me too. Was that you, Sue, that said put your foot down?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wrote it too. And so that's kind of there. As far as your boss goes, I put down fear, big letters, and we would call her a little potentate, all right? She's a very small, she's got a very, in terms of the big picture, her function is not that big deal, but she, for her, she wants it to be a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, leads with her ego. Okay, so what you're dealing with, I wouldn't fight this lady one bit. Do exactly what Sue recommended, and the worse she is to you, the nicer you are to her. Don't give her any... confuse thine enemy is a really good way to go, right?
Okay.
So if you're really nice to her, if all her nastiness is treated, is met with love and kindness, it's going to confuse her because she's looking to make you angry. Don't let her get you angry, okay? It's some kind of emotional showdown she's trying to bring about. Nah, you're not seeing that. All the drama has to remain on stage, okay? And so you keep on putting up the boundaries. Train your mom and your husband to behave themselves and to stop the belly aching, and you're not going to listen to it, okay? You're going to move. And find your space. Make your space that you have beautiful, a retreat, like a shed or whatever they call it, and just make it a place where you go. And when that nasty energy is rolling, you walk away from it. They'll get the message eventually. They will.
That's what I'm doing right now is I'm cleaning a space for myself, getting rid of, like, you know, stuff. And that's all I plan on doing the rest of the day.
Yep. And you claim that for your sacred physical space. And when you do that, you'll reclaim your sacred inner space, like your source self, where you tap that. Okay? And it'll come back. It's just you need to remove yourself from the drama. It's just too much. And this boss, you can kill her with kindness. That would be called justifiable pesticide.
I know. It's, she's, I mean, everything you can mention, she is. And I guess it was a lesson. I think most of the lesson is that I never stood up for myself. I was always the peacemaker. So the lesson got stronger and stronger until this lady is almost diabolical. Like, you know, that's what it took for me to get this lesson.
Yeah. Well, thank her for the lesson, and you will move on. That right job will come along. But as you, don't even rent her space in your head. The fear is based in her, not you. Don't let it be contagious. And that's what I've got for you, Debbie. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to all of you three.
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
All righty.
Beautiful. Hiya, Jackson. Okay, we have another caller.
Hi.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Area code 917. Hi. You're live with Sue, Lynn, and DC. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can we have your first name, please?
Tina.
Tina? Hi, Tina. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, thank you for having your show. I would like to ask about my relationship with Kendrick.
Okay. No.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. Okay, what I'm getting is the angels are sort of putting all these spices in a pot. I feel like you've got to spice it up a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, yeah.
Because that's what I'm being shown. Like, they're adding, like, all these spices to whatever they're making, and just spice it up a little bit. It will truly, truly help. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I'm being shown, okay. Okay, now, is Kendrick, is he younger than you?
No, he's older than I am.
Okay, is there someone that's younger, younger than you that is possibly maybe interested in you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like this younger person is really, like, starting to take up space in your heart and may actually sweep you off your feet, hon, okay? That's what the angels, they're showing me. Okay, and I'm getting, like, things are going to get really interesting in probably, like, in about a month or so, okay? So you've got to decide, you know, I mean, your relationship that you have presently can go to, you know, higher levels of commitment, or you could connect with this other person. So you've got to decide what you're wanting.
Oh, I'm not thinking about no other person. I'm just thinking about Kendra.
Okay, well, the younger person is thinking about you is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm being shown. Like, this younger person has an interest in you, okay?
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you.
Okay. And you know what, there might have been something like in your present relationship and it sort of almost held you guys back, but all of a sudden it just breaks free and you're going to see that love comes in more so than it has, okay? And it's going to be like a magic time for you guys, okay? And you guys will become closer, okay? So the only thing I'm getting is like with the two of you, it's almost it's like the two of you against the world, okay? And the angels caution you to, you know, against having that attitude, okay? So just be careful with that, okay? But I am getting, like I said, things are getting really, really interesting. What's that now, hon?
That's against the world, meaning?
Well, I'm getting like it's you and him against the world, and the angels are saying to just like, you know, you've got to. The attitude is what they were, you know, saying to me, okay? But I am seeing this younger person pushing their way in again, hon. And this younger person really likes you and is saying, you know, there can be more than one person for you.
No, I just want to focus on Kendra's, but thank you.
Yes, how much that this person really cares for you. So you got to be careful with that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm being shown here. Okay. Now, with the two of you, with your present relationship, I'm being shown a broom, and things are being, like, swept under a rug. Sort of trying to keep harmony, like, you know, within the relationship. Is there anything that you guys have, like, swept under the rug so you wouldn't fight or anything?
No. We've just
okay,
started.
So they're just showing me a rug that, you know, you guys may have swept something under the rug. If you don't understand it, just hold on to it. You know, it may come to you later. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I'm just getting, you know, like, stay positive and don't try to change, you know, your the person that you're with. Don't try to change him. Okay? Are there different things that you're trying to, you know, trying to have him change? Because I'm getting there's, like, certain things that are sort of maybe, like, on your mind about him.
No, just the way he is. I'm not trying to change him. I'm just adjusting. He's kind of quiet
okay.
a little bit.
Okay. And have you guys thought about, like, taking a little trip together? Because I'm being shown that would be, like, a really great idea. Even if it's just locally, but, you know, taking a little trip together. Sort of getting out of the normal routine, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And that would help. Like I said, again, that goes back to spicing things up. I have to ask you, I'm seeing three, and it looks like three women. Have you lost a sister or a friend? I feel like more so it's like a sister.
Yeah, she was like a sister, yes.
Okay, she's with you, and she wants you to know that she's with you forever, and, you know, she's always in your heart. And she's saying that, you know, that you need some kind of advice right now as we are all connecting.
Oh, okay.
That's
thank
what
you.
She's showing me. Okay? And she's just letting you know that she's doing great, and, you know, don't worry about her. But I'm also getting, like, what is it that you're grieving over? Is it her loss, or is there another loss that you're grieving over?
It was her loss. At the same time, my boyfriend, his twin brother, passed away. So I just found that out a month ago, and I went to both of their graves at the same time.
Okay. So I'm just getting, you know, give yourself time to heal from these losses, okay? And just honor the pain, and it will help to change your life in a positive way. And I want to turn you over to Sue and to Lynn, and I thank you for calling in, hon, okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Hi, Tina. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I wrote down a lot of the same things that DC was just saying. One of the things that I wrote down was trip. So I also see a trip for you and possibly you and him. And I also wrote down relationship harmony. Does he hold his emotions back more?
Yes.
Okay. And you are more outspoken and vocal?
Correct.
You need to tone it down a bit. And when you tone it down a bit, he's going to open up more. And that's where the relationship and the harmony is going to come in. It's a balance. You two have to learn to balance with each other. And with the other gentleman coming in, it's going to be a challenge to make sure that your relationship with Kendrick is exactly what you're looking for. But really work on stopping, taking a deep breath, before you voice your opinion, and try to do it in a more loving manner so he is more receptive. It's one of those things, a woman catering to a man's needs, and he will open up more. And I'm picking up moon cycles a lot for you. Do you feel the different energy changes in your body with the different moon cycles?
I can pick up things, yes.
Okay.
I didn't know it was moon cycles, but yes.
Okay, kind of pay attention to that and see which phase of the moon affects you the most. And draw on that energy. And use that energy in a positive way to ward off any negativity, to bring out the positive, loving you, and to help you mellow out. And I don't mean that in a negative way. But
it's okay.
you need to be able to relax a little bit more. Enjoy the things that are going on around you. Do you feel like you always have to be in charge?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was picking up. So with the different moon cycles and the energy, pull on that to help you take a step back and realize you don't always have to be in charge. You can enjoy what's going on and just go with the flow a little bit more. And God and the angels are really there just like, pounding you in the head with a 2x4, and you're not getting the message that they're there to help you. So God, universe, spirit, whatever it is that you call on, it's just, I mean, they're like, I can literally see them hitting you in the head with a board trying to get your attention, and you're not paying attention. So that will be part of the step of being more mellow and just taking things as they come, and call on God and the angels and your spirit team and the universe to help you relax and enjoy everything around you so that you don't feel like you always have to be in control. You don't always have to be in charge. And when you learn to take a step back and relax, it's going to be like a skyrocket for everything around you. You're going to step into the limelight without having to announce, I'm stepping into the limelight. Do you understand?
Perfectly.
Okay. All right. Well, Tina, that's the messages that I was getting for you. I hope it helps some, hon.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I'm going to pass you over to Lynn.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Sue, a lot of what you said is pretty much a lot of what I got. But I wonder, I wrote down brotherly love versus romantic love. Is he a bit hard to be romantic with? It's Kendrick.
Not at all.
Well, I'm not sure what. Maybe it's the two guys then. One is romantic love and one is brotherly love. Sue and DC.
Yeah, maybe their energy was so. But he's very easy to talk to. We get along very well.
Yeah, but are you sure you're not doing more of the emotional work in this relationship?
Yeah, I am. He's quiet, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think what Sue said was kind of bang on there. Just you might get him to emerge a little bit more if you can pull back your energy a wee bit. And I think you'd be surprised at, you know, how much more balanced it feels, because you don't need to do all the emotional work and probably shouldn't, because it should be a give and take. But I think if you can just sort of pull back on that a little, you have a lovely, and I kind of feel like a trip might be in the offing for you guys. Little vacation. Do either of you travel for work?
I did. I just left a job like that, yes, but he travels a lot, yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe if it's possible to arrange, a plus one on one or some of those little trips or whatever, but I do think maybe a trip together is going to happen in the new year for you. Enjoy. I think and that's what I thought. I don't think you're going to have, you may have two guys vying for your attention, but, you know, you'll figure that one out, I think. You won't have any problem. You know what your heart wants. So one will be brothers, one will be romantic love.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's probably not wise to have both of them as romantic love, because that won't bring peace into your world. But just, this younger chap, if he does, want to be more than a friend, you have to just teach him that it's brotherly love, if that's how you feel.
I don't even know who the younger one is, but okay.
Oh, I have a feeling you'll find out soon. Someone's got their eye on you, but that's okay. It's a compliment to you.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've been single for a long time. So, yeah, 4 years and abstinent. So, yeah, I'm very happy.
As they say, it never rains, but it pours. So enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. It's a lovely ride. So just have a good one. Yeah. And just, pull
back.
Do
you see marriage for Kendrick and I soon?
No.
DC or Sue, are you picking anything up?
Not anytime soon.
Maybe a live-in kind of thing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what would that be like?
Living together?
No,
it's up to you. It's your choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not seeing, wedding bells or any kind of wedding imagery or anything like that, but I'm not seeing any great disharmony either. So that's, a balance, I think, is what... you'll be able to have if you just, let him do a little of the emotional work too, right? It's a good thing to start out with.
And I'm getting you've got to let go of something. There's some emotions that maybe are within, okay? So I'm getting right now everything is just like staying status quo right now. So you've got to think about letting go. Whatever it is that, you know, you need to let go of to have things change in your life. And as we know, you know, change is inevitable. Okay? And just watch right now because this is a time of high emotions as well. So, you know, be careful, you know, with the emotions too. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And this is just
like
what I'm saying, immediate future. Okay? And thank you, and have a very blessed New Year, hon. Thank you.
Yes, and how do we reach all of you outside of this for reading?
Okay, you know what? We're down to the last couple minutes. I'm going to turn the airwaves over to Sue and to Lynn, and they could tell you how they can be reached. Sue?
I am on Facebook. I am Sue Fields Delamonte. I don't have a website really yet. I'm working on that, but I am on Facebook, so you can contact me that way. And we also have the Sacred Embers Facebook page, and you can contact all of the members of the Sacred Embers Network through that page.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome, hon. And Lynn?
Hi, you can find me on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale, and you can also see my website at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And at that same address, you go /SueF, and you'll see an information page and a link to Sue's email, I think you've got on there. So, and we are working on a website for Sue this week, I hope.
I hope so.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, and you can find us all on Facebook and the Sacred Embers group. We have a website coming up for Sacred Embers, and you'll be able to connect with everyone on the team. I'm behind, but it's coming. And DC, how can they find you, love?
Facebook is great. You could, you know, connect with me there, DC Love. The DC is capital and the L. And you'll see me with a picture with my dog, Ginger. And Lynn is doing a great job, Lynn, and we want to take the time to thank you for all that you do.
Oh, absolutely.
You're so amazing. So amazing.
Do it from pure love, you guys. I love and value you so much. I think we found an amazing team for this year. Right?
We do, and we have an amazing network of people. And, you know what, Lynn, can you really fast tell all of our listeners about the other shows that we have on Sacred Embers as well?
I might need some help, but tomorrow night is Heather Filona and Tina Godin at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. And her show is called Be Here Now. It's fabulous. And then Wednesday night is Sue, me, and Jody Higgins, and our show's called Divine Connections. That's again at 8, 7, and 5. Thursday night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke. Oh boy, Ryan Dragna, Michael Christopher, and Dennis. Oh shoot, Dennis. What's his last name, you guys?
I don't know.
He's just joined us.
It'll be advertised, you know, so she could catch his last name. Which is fine.
Correct.
That was amazing, Lynn. I couldn't have done that. And I have another show that is Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and it's Love and Amazing Grace, and my co-host for that show is Barbara Reynolds. Did we cover everyone, guys?
Do we have a Friday?
I think so.
Okay, we have like 60 seconds. We want to wish everyone a happy new year, and what a way to bring it in with you guys. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. This is so amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, you guys, I love reading with you. It feels like we get more than we would alone, working alone. We just sort of get a connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is
power.
So beautiful.
Yeah. And Joan and Ginger, oh, my God. No, they're so fabulous.
Well, I told them they had to behave tonight, and they said that they're going out, they're getting ready to, you know, have a time of their own. So they really couldn't make it anyway. Ginger just was listening in a little bit as she was doing things. So,
But she's going to be here a lot more. She really loves the Italy. So I want to thank you ladies and say Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Love you.
Make it a really good one, eh?
Yes, yes. And Jackson sends his love to you guys as well. He's waving
love
in the background.
Jackson, Happy New Year.
Blessings and love.
Night,
and
everyone.
Light.
Good
love
night.
And light, guys.